KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise a partly cloudy sky and a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Well, Janelle Deist, chair of the Audubon County Community Foundation, has announced that grants totaling more than $114,562 were awarded to Audubon County nonprofit agencies. And the following nonprofit organizations, which had submitted applications to the Audubon County Community Foundation by the February 1st deadline, were awarded grants by the ACCF Board of Directors. They include Audubon Community Cinema for Rose Theater renovations, a rebuild marquee exterior facade and stage curtain, $33,262. Audubon County Fair Board, Audubon County Ag Society received $7,200 to renovate the educational and historic building on the fairground. The Audubon Recreation Foundation received $40,000 from the Audubon County Community Foundation for building of bowling lanes at the facility. The City of Kimbolton received $10,000 to epoxy the floor in the main hall and hang a sign above the town hall entrance in Kimbolton. The Exira Community Club, City of Exira, received $20,000 from the ACCF for Phase 3 of the Rec Center storage area and additional seating and new entrance. Also, the Exira Lions Club, City of Exira, received $4,000 for scoreboards for two baseball and softball fields and to upgrade the Red Ball dirt infield. All the grantees met the criteria as Audubon County nonprofit agencies or organizations whose charitable missions are in the area of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services. And in this case, only organizations providing services in Audubon County were eligible. Audubon County agency nonprofit representatives received their checks yesterday. Authorities in Council Bluffs are investigating the armed robbery this morning of a convenience store. Bluffs police say at around 2 a.m., two black men entered the Speedy Mart at 3624 9th Avenue. The first man produced a black pistol and demanded money from the clerk. Both the suspects were described as wearing all black clothing with hoodies up to on their jackets. And all the suspects, as they were about to leave the store, the first suspect fired a shot, striking the wall. The clerk was not injured, though. The suspects then fled on foot to the west and north. If you have any information about that incident, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. That's 7867. Police in Council Bluffs are also investigating a fire in a garage near an apartment complex. At around 1:42 a.m. today, Council Bluffs police and fire department crew were dispatched to the Parkwild Apartments at 1800 Parkwild Drive for a garage fire. Upon arrival, the fire department located the fire in the garage by the 1920 building. Forced entry had to be made into the garage to battle the flames. The fire was quickly suppressed by the fire department. The cause of the blaze is not known at this time. The garage and contents sustained moderate damage. The structure itself, between $2,000 and $3,000 damage. The total monetary damage done to the contents inside is not known. The Council Bluffs Fire Department, Fire Marshal's Office is investigating. If you have any information on that fire, you're asked to contact the Fire Marshal's Office at 712-328-4646 or Crime Stoppers at 328-STOP. The Atlantic Police Department released details Monday on multiple arrests that were made over the past weekend. On Saturday, April the 8th, officers arrested 19-year-old Nathaniel Riesberg of Atlantic for possession of controlled substance marijuana and gathering where marijuana is used. Also on Saturday, 20-year-old Shane Jenkins of Atlantic was arrested for possession of controlled substance violation, unlawful possession of prescription drug, and gathering where marijuana is used. On Sunday, officers arrested 37-year-old Matthew Baker of Wyota for OWI first offense, child endangerment, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. And on Sunday as well, Atlantic PD arrested 23-year-old Kayla Compton of Atlantic for child endangerment. Each of those individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. In the funeral announcements, Roland Roley Henderson, age 63, of Wyota, died Thursday in Anita. Funeral services for Roley Henderson will be held today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Susan Buck, age 64, of Tenet, died April 4th in Texas. A mass of Christian burial for Susan Buck will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Curtis Wigg, age 60, of Des Moines, died Friday. Graveside services for Curtis Wigg will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Harold McCurdy, age 87, of Panora, died Saturday. Funeral services for Harold McCurdy will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Panora First Christian Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Bob Kennedy, age 93, of Atlantic, died Thursday. Funeral services for Bob Kennedy will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Melvin Desmond, age 73, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Des Moines. A celebration of life gathering for Melvin Desmond will be Thursday at 2:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Nicholas Zimmerman, age 21, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Memorial services for Nicholas Zimmerman will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Fellowship Church in Oakland. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Melvin Ronk, age 73, of Dunlap, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Melvin Ronk will be Friday from 4 until 8 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Dunlap. The Fouts Funeral Home of Dunlap is in charge of the arrangements. And Brian Rutherford, age 58, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Brian Rutherford are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.